My name is Tyler Vegan, and I'm a student over at Harvard Law School, and I created a website called Spurious Correlations, where I look at different variables that change from year to year. So, for example, the number of people that are getting divorced in a particular state, or the amount of cheese that Americans are consuming. And I look at how those variables might relate to each other. So even though they're not causally connected, they could be correlated. So when one goes up, the other one goes up, and when one goes down, the other one goes down.
I mean, some of them are pretty funny. You've got the New York marriage rates actually mirroring murder rates by blunt object.
Indeed, yes. Hopefully marriages aren't causing more murders by blunt object. But it is interesting to think about the fact that they're correlated. And maybe we get to be a scientist for a second when we say, could those be causally connected? You know, are marriages causing murders? Hopefully not. I'm going to say no. And we get to reject that hypothesis.
But this is a very important point that you're really raising through doing what you're doing. You're highlighting the importance of being aware of that distinction, that difference between a causation, a causal relationship when A causes B, and something which is correlated, where A is associated with B. For example, fire engines cause fires, because if I look at where there are lots of places where there are fires going on, I see lots of firemen and fire engines. Therefore, I could conclude that fire engines cause fires. And you're really highlighting the importance of understanding the relationship by what you're doing in a fun way.
Yeah, I think you're right. And I think that's one type of situation where you need to look at the correlation critically. The fire engine, fire truck example. Another situation is just when there is no cause at all. They're not linked. So, you know, in fire engines and fire trucks, there maybe is a link, and you might have it backwards. Maybe fires cause fire trucks, right? But there can be other situations like margarine consumption and divorce rates, or Nicolas Cage and swimming pool deaths, where there just is no connection whatsoever, and the variables just happen to vary together by chance.
Why did you do this, Tyler? Was this just for fun, or... You know, as a person studying criminology, were you intrigued by looking at murder rates and things that might be linked to murders? Is that what got you started?
That's not exactly what got me started. Now, it was mostly just for fun. I wanted to see, could I find a bunch of things that vary together even though they shouldn't? And of course, I could. I found a lot of things that vary together even though they shouldn't. A lot of them are really funny. And so, I picked kind of the most interesting data sets. I wanted to see what correlated with cheese consumption. And the point that it makes at the end is important, and that we need to be critical of correlations and think about what a causal mechanism might be. And if you don't think about what's causing the link, you know, what is Nicolas Cage causing people to fall into swimming pools, if you don't think about that, your correlation is really not worth that much until you find something, find that connection.
But, watching Nicolas Cage films might encourage some people to drown themselves, so there could be some truth in what you've seen.
Well, I hope not. I hope Nicolas Cage isn't causing people to drown themselves.
What are you going to look at next?
It's a good question. I've been getting my hands on some more interesting variable sets that people have been sending me. I just downloaded the 60,000 UFO sightings by date and location. I think that could be interesting to look at.